Sarah Silverman explodes over Pride flag ban. If hell existed, Pence would 100% be going there. By Joshua Kaplan on June 11, 2019. Comedian and left-wing activist Sarah Silverman on Tuesday attacked Vice President Mike Pence over his remarks supportive of the administration's ban on flying rainbow pride flags at U.S. embassies during Pride Month, saying that if hell existed, he would 100% be going there. "Dear at VP, you are a hate-mongering, fear-based weasel, and your biggest irony is that if there was hell, you'd 100% be going there," the former "I Love You, America" host wrote on Twitter. "I hope you go to prison for crimes against humanity, re. The LGBT community, women's rights, and the babies you rip from the arms of parents seeking our help." Silverman's latest outburst came in response to a sit-down interview in which Pence confirmed to CBS News that the administration ordered Pride flags not be flown at U.S. embassies during Pride Month and that 4 requests to display them were denied. "I'm aware that the State Department indicated that on the flagpole of our American embassies, one flag should fly, and that's the American flag. And I support that," the vice president told the establishment media outlet on Tuesday. "When it comes to the American flagpole at American embassies and American capitals around the world, having the one American flag fly, I think is the right decision," he later added. "And we put no restrictions on displaying any other flags or any other displays at our embassies beyond that." According to NBC News, U.S. Ambassador to Germany Richard Grenell was one of 4 diplomats whose request to fly a pride flag was shot down. However, Grenell has showed no signs of animosity towards Pence, wishing him a happy birthday in a June 7 tweet. Unsurprisingly, Silverman failed to praise President Trump's tweet celebrating Pride Month, or his call for countries around the world to decriminalize homosexuality. "As we celebrate LGBT Pride Month and recognize the outstanding contributions LGBT people have made to our great nation, let us also stand in solidarity with the many LGBT people who live in dozens of countries worldwide that punish, imprison, or even execute individuals on the basis of their sexual orientation," the president said. "My administration has launched a global campaign to decriminalize homosexuality and invite all nations to join us in this effort." In a win for the administration's foreign policy, Botswana's High Court on Tuesday reversed a law criminalizing consensual same-sex relations. Last month, Silverman made headlines for smearing Pence after he criticized Democrats for advocating for late-term abortion and even infanticide. Silverman is among Hollywood's most vocal critics of the Trump administration, having previously resorted to childish insults directed at the president, even calling him a smelly penis hole. She has also joined the chorus of her Tinseltown peers in referring to him as Hilter, citing his Department of Homeland Security's strict immigration policies.